Mind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers.
Well, hello, welcome to Behind the Roar, a special limited edition series. We're calling it The Originals, where we celebrate West Tigers' 25th year, 25th season in the NRL. We're going to reconnect with a few of the players from yesteryear, from the early days of the West Tigers club, and a handful of them, they were in that very first team that took on the Broncos at Campbelltown Stadium. Our guest first up, he played 226 NRL games in total over 13 seasons. He made his debut with Canterbury Bulldogs in 1992, playing, I think, three seasons at Belmore. He then joined Balmain in 1995, where he played five seasons there. Another five seasons he played with the West Tigers, eventually hanging up the boots in 2004. So he just missed out on that first premiership for this club. He was also the inaugural captain of West Tigers, it must be said, and it's a very warm West Tigers welcome to Behind the Roar, Darren Centre. Darren, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chris, mate. Really appreciate that.
Can I just firstly say we're in our second season of Behind the Roar, the official podcast of West Tigers, and without doubt, if we can just wheel in your accessories, you've just flown down from Queensland. You are, without doubt, the most stylish looking guest we've had on Behind the Roar.
You must have had a few front rows in the Behind the Roar,
mate. We had
mate.
Scando.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He's not got that much style, mate.
We had Ciro.
Yeah, limited style.
But, I mean, this is accessorising. I don't think I've ever seen it. A footballer, I mean.
I just think it was just come together, you know. Like, I actually put the shirt on this morning. I go, oh, yeah, my wife bought this luggage, right? That's just the carry-on luggage. And I looked at it and I go, oh, yeah, this is a bit awkward, but I've had to roll with it.
I love it. It must be said. Let's come clean. You've walked through the doors here at the Zurich Centre. You haven't been here before, right?
No, that's correct.
How things have changed. And Noddy Kamali, our NRLW coach, sort of greeted you there.
Yeah.
And he was a bit blown away by the style too.
Yeah, you know what? I suppose Noddy and the female side of the West Tigers, they would have appreciated that.
Absolutely.
The males, well, they wouldn't know anything about it, you know. I don't know. It's just coincidental, but
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. You're looking well. No, on a serious note, you are looking really well.
Yeah, thank you.
Before we dive into that, a bit of a wrap of club news and a really, a sad week for everyone associated with West Tigers, Balmain Tigers, rugby league in general, with the loss of the passing of Keith Barnes. He was obviously a wonderfully talented fullback who played 14 seasons for the Tigers, didn't play for any other club, didn't play any reserve grade. He captained the Kangaroos, and he was just something else as a player. It was before my time. I was born a couple of years after Keith had retired from playing. I knew Golden Boots not from his playing days, but I was fortunate enough to meet him when I was only a youngster, probably before I was a teenager, maybe 9, 10, 11. I was lucky enough to go out to Leichhardt Oval most Wednesday nights. It was the Amco Cup. My dad was calling it. Keith Barnes was the co-commentator. It was in the really early days, actually, of Rab's calling career, and I vividly remember just how warm and how welcoming Keith Barnes was. He didn't know me, but he was always just so kind and caring and gentle. And the people I've spoken to since, I don't think you'll ever hear anyone say a bad word about Keith Barnes. So to Keith's family and friends, and there are many friends, our condolences, and for sure, Golden Boots. Obviously, the Kelly Barnes Medal is named in his honour. The grandstand at Leichhardt is also named in Keith's honour. So he'll always be a very dear and important part of this club going forward. So, Golden Boots, rest in peace. We will have a minute's silence, by the way, at Campbelltown Sports Stadium on Sunday. So hopefully you can be at the game. If you are coming out, we'll all pay our respects and remember what Golden Boots did not just for this club, but for rugby league in general. He will be sadly missed. In terms of other news and pathways news, plenty happening this weekend. Unfortunately, you can't be at both events, but on Saturday we've got our Lisa Fiola Cup girls, the under-17s. They are in week one of the finals, so good luck, girls. They're playing the Central Coast Roosters. It's sudden death, so loser says goodbye for the season. They have beaten the Roosters earlier in the season, so best of luck. Look, if you can get out to Leichhardt, go out there and get right behind our under-17s. So good luck to you, girls. Now, also at that time, at Lidcombe Oval. So we've got a double header, the Jersey Flegg Cup and also the New South Wales Cup. So first up is Jersey Flegg. That is at midday as well. That's at Lidcombe Oval. So then we have the New South Wales Cup. They're coming off a heavy loss last weekend to the Bears at North Sydney Oval. But they'll be giving it their best. They are playing actually for the Roy Masters Cup. So again, if you can get to either Leichhardt and support the girls, then you might want to shoot over and see what you can do there with the cup team that kicks off at 2 p.m. In terms of injuries this week, it was a tough mission at against the Dolphins at Suncorp Stadium last weekend. We've had a couple of our boys suffer concussions. They didn't come back and a few other things didn't quite go our way. No doubt the effort was there and we came back into the game. Solomon Fa'atape, he scored his first two tries in NRL. And there are a lot of positives to come out of that game. Latu Fainu, he made his NRL debut. He twinged the hamstring, but it was great to see so many of Latu's family and friends had all made the trip. And older brother Sione, he got in the car actually on Saturday and drove all the way up there. A really nice gesture from him. So sadly, both Johnny Bateman and Samuela Fainu, they're out with HIA protocols. Latu, as I said, has got that hamstring strain, so he won't be playing this weekend. Coming in, look, I think Red, Alex Seyfarth, he's been going great guns, doing his job off the bench and doing everything and more, I think, asked of him from Benji. He's going to start then, so he'll go into the second row in place of Bateman. Coming onto the bench then, AJ Kapoa, Jake Simpkin, and Justin Matamua. So all three of those boys, they're in line to play what will be their first NRL game of this season. It is members appreciation round on Sunday. There'll be plenty happening around the stadium in Campbelltown. So if you do get there nice and early, be sure to take in the atmosphere, and we'll be doing our best just to make the day even a little more special for West Tigers members. Earlier today, really good turnout for the opening of our new Campbelltown office, and it's great that that is now officially up and running. We had a stack of players there, a really good turnout from the media as well, and I guess you'll find that this is just one small piece in the puzzle of the new strategic plan, which we are going to be allocating more and more resources and time to the Southwest Corridor. So that's great that the office is officially up and running. Also, we should make mention that on Sunday, half-time of the match against the Dragons, there'll also be a special presentation. So watch this space. An alliance, if you like, between West Tigers and West MacArthur Group, as well as the New South Wales Rugby League. So tune in at halftime for that special presentation. And while I'm talking of the MacArthur region as well, all you boys and girls, your junior rugby league season, it all kicks off this weekend. So best of luck. Just do your best and have fun. Alrighty. What's happening in your world? Post retirement was a long time ago. How's life?
Yeah, things were good. Whilst I was playing rugby league, I studied a finance degree, and at the time, Mark Burris had Wizard Home Loans, and Wizard were gung ho. They're going really well, and he was looking for, he was looking for people to take on franchises of Wizard. And he was looking for sporting identities because he loves his sport, Mark. And he's such a loveliest person. And the thing is, so at that time, my manager, Sammy Ayoub, said to myself and also Shane Walker, who played at the Tigers and played at the Roosters, Shane was already working in the finance industry. So I went and studied. And they said, Sammy put us up and said, why don't you take on a franchise? So we did that. We done very well out of it. And then when Mark Burris moved on to Yellow Brick Road, he's got now YBR, and done is very successful at that. And plus he's, you know, his shows and that that's on TV. We decided things were sort of weren't going in the right direction that we liked and that we sort of appreciated with Mark as the owner of Wizard. So Shano moved his direction. I moved on to asset finance. And I do cars, trucks, equipment, everything bar mortgages. And I moved to a company called Stratton Finance, which I now have a franchise in Hervey Bay. So I cover sort of from Gympie all the way up to 1770. We've got a big franchise area there, but I've got all my original clients. So very lucky that what I do for work now, I can do wherever I am. As long as I've got a phone and a laptop, it's perfect. Yeah,
how the world's evolved. 1770, what a place that
is. So, beautiful, isn't
it? And Mark Burris, he's tried his hand at a bit of a podcast too, I understand.
Yeah, Mark, look, I'll be honest with you. He was the reason why we were with Wizard back in those days. And when he decided to move on and create Yellow Brick Road, we sort of seen the time that maybe it's time for us to move on as well. And very lucky that myself and my wife, Heather, we now have a Stratton franchise. We work for a big company. It's a national company. You know, we've got major offices in the company's got major offices in Melbourne, Sydney, and also Brisbane. And then there's about 20 franchise offices around the country, and we've got one of those. And it sounds like you're just doing what I do.
Got your hands full, but all's going good, mate. So well done for you. Post-football, really kicking on. I mean that. This is the 25-year anniversary training warm-up tee.
Yep.
So there's 275 names, including yours, of course, on this shirt. If you're wondering why I'm wearing it, so I might pull this on for every episode we do of the originals, right? Throughout the year. Why don't we get you changed? I mean, you look lovely. Don't get me wrong, you look lovely. You look comfortable. Why don't we put you in one of these? Now, this is the heritage jersey. What do you think?
Yeah, beautiful.
Bring back any memories?
Yeah, a lot of memories. A lot of great times at the Tigers. I had a heap of memorabilia that I've saved over the years, and there's some of these jerseys in the background that I've got, and it's amazing, you know. Like it's something that over the years, you know, you get injuries through football, and I've had like 13 or 14 operations. Yeah. But you know what? If somebody asked me if I'd go back and do it all again, it's 101% I'm in.
It's funny, isn't it?
I would do it again, no problem whatsoever.
Yeah, and I reckon everyone would say the same. It's tough, isn't it? And post-retirement, and you're probably only realising, maybe around about now, I don't know, I certainly am, that the body starting to fall apart a lot of those surgeries that you had way back when.
Yeah, well, my right knee's not the best, and I've been to see a surgeon. He's one of the best surgeons, and he's actually got a practice in Hervey Bay as well. And, you know, he's got a sporting background and that, Sean Mullins, and it's just amazing. And he's just nurtures me through and tells me, because eventually I'll get a knee replacement.
Yep.
But he's just nurturing me through that stage of, you know, if you do this, this and that, you know what, we can get through for another 5 or 10 years, then we do it. He goes, there's no risk in this world that you're not going to get it done, but let's try and prolong it a little bit. And he's a really good guy, and he's really assisted me with that. So
the same thing happening with the left hip.
Exactly.
What are you laughing
Hips,
at?
Knees.
We're too young to be having hip replacements, aren't we? We're about the same era.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
well, you go and pop over there and change. Why don't you put that on and we'll come back to you, all right? You ain't seen nothing
like this. Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ringmasters at the Sydney Spiegelton, Friday, April 19. Tickets available now on Oztix. PWA Ringmasters. This ain't no three-ring circus.
Welcome back to Behind the Roar, our limited edition series called The Originals, where we're going back in time and chatting to some of the boys that played in year one. Some played in the very first game and others in the formative years of this club as we celebrate our 25th season in the NRL. Darren Center, again, welcome to Behind the Roar. But let's just rewind a little bit. Your time at West Tigers, starting out at the Dogs, then going to Balmain. When the new club formed in 2000, the merger of the Magpies and the Tigers, what was that like for a player who was going to be the captain? I imagine it was a little bit of the unknown, but exciting as well.
It was difficult to an extent, but, you know, everyone wants to stand alone, right? But for our future, the merger was the right way to go. And that's where we are here today. We're still 25 years into this franchise. It's still working and it's still going well. You know, we won a premiership in the first 5 years. But naturally, I had to have hard talks with, you know, I had Junior speaking to me and saying, you know what, we're going to a vote, which Balmain Leagues Club, we had a vote there. And he said, look, I'm going to speak for the merger because I know that's where we've got to be. I know you'll speak for the merger because that's where we've got to be. Otherwise, you know, what we could be done and dusted like the Bears, right? So the Bears were out. But my most difficult chat was with Laurie Nichols. And I approached Laurie and I said, buddy, I said, mate, I think the only way that we're going to move forward is with a merger. And he said to me, he goes, by golly, Holly, that was his old saying. He goes, mate, I can't do it. It's in my heart. He said, I'm black and gold. I never fold. Mm. He said, I can't do this. He goes, I'm going to vote against it. Mm. And naturally, as our number one supporter, he's entitled to do that. And so, yeah, there were some difficult times at that time in relation to the whole merger. But for the future of one Western Suburbs and two Balmain Tigers, it had to happen. And it did happen. Mm. And I believe that over the next 25 years, beyond this 25 years, we're only going to get bigger and better. And like, I've just seen the facilities out there now and, gee, the last time I was here, there's nothing like this. So
rewinding way back to that first year in 2000. So you would have played, not in 2000, but I reckon about 03 or 04, you would have played with Benji, you would have played with Robbie, you would have played with Hino as well. And here they all are now forming our coaching staff. Bomber Morris play, but you wouldn't have played with him. Did you see in Benji, Robbie and Heiner, because they would have only been babies when you started playing with them, like really early in their career. Did you see something special?
Yeah, naturally. I'll start with Benji. Benji was just a machine. You know, like at 16 or 17 years old, he played in the Open Men's Australian Tournament in Touch.
Yeah.
And one player of the series. So he had exceptional skills. Like the sleight of hand, he would look like he's passing it to the guy on the outside and he'd slip it back inside. He was just amazing. I remember a game vividly in my mind that we played the Sharks at Shark Park and, mate, he stepped half the team, dummied inside and scored. You know, like he was just phenomenal. Robbie, I've always had a really great relationship with Robbie. And when he started to come up to train with the top grade, I said to Robbie, come and train with me because, you know, you're trading partners.
He took your position. Right? He wanted your spot.
Yeah, and he said to me, why do you want to train with me, Holly? I said, because, mate, I'm going to retire one day and I want you to be the best you can be. I always prided myself on my fitness, being the fastest, whether it's 100 or 10K, and just being in there and being focused and making sure that I was the fittest I could be when I ran on that field. I said, Robbie, I said, the one thing you lack, you've got skill, you've got everything. You just need that fitness level. I said, you train with me, I'm going to assist you to get to where you want to be. And it was funny. So we go to train the next week and the next day, and he goes, Holly, I'm with you. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that I assisted him with his fitness level and his toughness. Mate, he was a great player and naturally represented his country, represented his state, and represented the Tigers. And,
It's nice, and I reckon Robbie would say the same thing. You talk about Benji still doing, looking that way and doing that. They're training out there as we're speaking, as we're recording this, right? He's still doing the same thing. It looks like he can still play. Robbie is as fit as, right? And I didn't realise you played a role in bringing him through. And Hino?
Yeah, Hino.
He's a funny cat.
Yeah, he's Heiner's from the Central Coast, near where my brother lived, and that's where he played his junior footy. And that Heiner's just one of those, you know, country boys, just tough as they come. And you know what? Whatever you throw at him, he'll just give it back. He's just a good guy, down to earth, loveliest person on this planet.
And you talked about fitness there too. Just sorry, jumping in there. hard slog they had in pre-season. So that element of hard work is you know, it's gonna pay off, because that's a big part of what Benji and Robbie and Hino are about.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They've been through, they've done those hard yards. And honestly, like, you know, prior to Christmas, you'd go into pre-season training we'd get flogged.
You liked it though, right?
I love that. That was my go. Anyway, but then, you know, you come in and you know, you get 3 or 4 weeks off over Christmas. Mm. They'll weigh you and they, you know, fat skin test you. Folds. They do the lot, folds, everything. And, you know, you needed to make sure you looked after yourself in that period, because everyone loves Christmas. So, you got to look after yourself. And I think that Robbie then understood the professionalism of this, of what you need to do and how you need to work on it. Mm. Benji, I just think he's an ultimate professional. He just knows it all. It's instilled in him. And I think he's gonna do great things for this club this year.
So you saw it there in the early days. That was my question too. Did you see something special? And excuse me, they went on and all three of those guys played in excess of 300 games.
Yeah.
Your Bomber Morris too, he played exactly 300 games. There's a fair bit of experience in that coaching stuff. At the season launch, Chris Lawrence, Paddy Richards, you were there, and we announced the new West Tigers alumni, which is being formed this year. I think it's really important that past players have an official body, if you like, and do stay well connected.
Yeah, I think, look, you know, you see the clubs like, we're foundation clubs, right? West and the Tigers. And more than anyone, we should be doing that sort of stuff, but it hasn't sort of happened. But now we've got these players on board and they want to promote that sort of thing, which is great. Because, you know, you see like the Newcastle Old Boys, you know, you see, you know, the Broncos do it, you see the Cowboys do it, you see these clubs.
And they do it really well.
We're not federation clubs, but they've come into this comp and they respect the players, past and present, for what they've done for the club. And I think what the boys have done is an amazing, thing that they can bring, so that, you know, the young players, they understand who the old players are. And, you know, the reason why they're playing now is because of the foundations the older players have laid to move forward to get to where they are.
Yeah.
And I think it's a really good idea, and credit to the guys that have set this up.
Yeah, I think it's great too. Yeah, and you guys dug the well that we sort of now drink from. I'm stealing a bit of a cliche there. Do you stay in touch with many of your old teammates?
Yeah, there's a few of the boys that I still stay in touch with, and, you know, like, I'll drop them a text and that, and like, you know, even like when
life moves so quick, but
it does, it goes fast. And even when Robbie was still playing, I'd always send him a text before the game, you know, good luck and all that. And but I still, honestly, Scandal, I talk to him all the time. Yeah, I ring him up and ask him, what's going on here? Yeah, I do play golf. So that's what Scandal does.
He scored the first try, you know.
He did score the first try. You know the funny thing about that, Chris? You want me to tell you the funny story? Yeah. All right. So Scandal scores the first try for the Tigers, right? Broncos had us, I think, 6-0, and he scored. And it was a bit dicey, but, you know, he got the try. Good on you, Scandal. We needed it. Anyway, but there was a guy in that team that scored 3 tries.
Joel.
And you know what? No recognition whatsoever. No one knows that Joel Cain scored 3 tries.
No.
All they know is Scandal scored the first try.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I believe me, Scandal gives it to Joel all the time.
Yeah.
But he did score 3 tries.
Let's just go back while we're on that. That Brisbane team on paper, and they went on to win the premiership, right? You talk about that Scandal scoring the first try and Joel scoring the hat-trick at Campbelltown Stadium. But that Broncos team, mate, it was something pretty special on paper. I'm going to rattle through it, right? So the back line, Lockyer, Michael Hancock, Wendell Saylor, the wingers, Ben Eichen, Michael Devere, the centres. The current coach, Kevy Walters, was the captain at 5'8", Ben Walker at 7. Props, Shane Webke, Petro Sivanasiva, Luke Pridis at hooker, Gordon Tallis and Brad Thorne, the second rowers, Kevin Campion at lock. The bench, Philip Lee, Shane Walker, Tony Carroll, Harvey Howard, remember? Lottie Takiri, and Sean Berrigan, Wayne Bennett, the coach.
I'm pretty sure, right, just going off that list, and forgive me if I'm wrong, I'm sure that every one of those players in that starting 13 either played for their country or played State of Origin for Queensland.
Yeah, you'd be right.
Or New South Wales.
You'd be right.
I think there might have been one New South Wales. But yeah, it's so true. Like that was an amazing side. And we came together in 2000. Naturally, we bought a couple of players. You know, Terry Hill came in. We had Jared McCracken, a couple of players. But what we did have is we had the youth coming through. And they didn't come through till like 03, 04. And that's your Robbie Farrows. You know, that's your Benji Marshalls and all that. And I think what we actually did in the build from 2000 to us winning the comp in 2005 is keep the nucleus of our side together.
Yep.
You know, yeah, Shane Lowry, we had Shane Walker, we had myself and a few of the other players there to stabilise
the club. It was a transition process.
Yeah, and then bringing in the youth, which is your Benji Marshalls, your Robbie Farrows and that. I think what that did is give that club a lift. And you know what?
Big time.
It's credit. Don't forget, we had we also had Wayne Pearce as a coach. We had Terry Lamb as a coach. Then we had Tim Sheen. So we've had three coaches in 5 years.
Mm.
So is there really stability there? You think, well, how are we going to get stability if we've had three coaches in 5 years? Plus, we started a new franchise, right? Mm. A new, you know, a new joint venture.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of players coming here and we're trying to boost our juniors. And then we all pulled it together. And in 2005, we win the comp. I think it was amazing.
You hung up the boots in 04. What happened? The body just wouldn't go another season. You missed out on the premiership.
I'll tell you. Well, actually, Keith Barnes said to me, he goes,
pulled your side.
Holly, he said, mate, you got another couple of years in you. He goes, do you want to go on? I said, look, mate, I want to go out knowing that I've given my 100% every time I run on the field.
Yeah.
And our supporters and that know that if I run on the field, I'm giving my 100%. I didn't want to go out like where I'm sort of sliding down the scale. I go to the bench, I go to reserve, go whatever. I wanted to go out on a high, which I did. And, you know, the supporters appreciated that. And it was where I wanted to be. But the funny story about it is my mates bag me all the time.
Mm.
So we look back to the Bulldogs. I left the Bulldogs in 94, correct?
Yeah, they win.
You know who won the comp in 95?
Yeah.
The Dogs. So then I retire in 2004.
Oh.
Who won the comp in 2000?
We did.
Maybe I'm just that good luck charm. Maybe I helped build what they had.
Yeah, that's it. You're a big part of the process. Do you remember, Darren, that first game at Campbelltown, turning up to Campbelltown Stadium?
Yeah, I do. I remember it like vividly. I don't know. I thought
must have been a massive buzz in the air.
I thought we were going out to Cronulla Beach. There was that much sand on the field. But anyway, they tried to spray it green, but it didn't work.
I'll tell you the problem.
Anyway, yeah, I do. And the players that we brought in, you know, like your Terry Hills, your Jared McCrackens and that.
Mm.
Terry had a really, really good game that day. He was on the edges and he was just taunting, you know, the Broncos. We played some really good football that day. We were sort of all over him. And then we let him come back in the second half. And, it ended up a draw, which, like you say, they won the comp that year. They had a truckload of representative players on that field. And we matched it with it. From a, you know, like, don't forget, we've only just come together in the off season. We've only just decided the merger's on. And I believe that helped instill a positive vibe in the West Tigers. And 5 years later, we win the comp. So
we are going to, this is how we're going to go. We're in the sort of back 10 minutes of the potty, right? We're going to do a bit of a quiz on your memory, okay? It's called How Good Am I? This segment, right? And then at the back end, when you hear five to go, that's our final five. I'm going to ask you your favourite five moments as a West Tigers player. All right? You ready to go? Before we even
don't forget, I packed in the front row like as a hooker. I got a few head knocks.
Yeah, we make allowances for that. Holly Hollywood. So how'd you get that nickname?
When I was I played first grade back in 92 at the Bulldogs.
Yep.
And, you know, back in those days, just all rough nuts, right? But I was sort of the new era. I'd come in and I'd have a shower after the game and, you know, a little bit of gel in the hair and stuff like that. And Steve Folks walks into the dressing room, the late Steve Folks, great player, walks in and goes, Hollywood. And it just grew from there. Right. And then when I came to the Tigers, Ciro must have spoke to
Buttocks.
Yeah, spoke to Folksy, which is his nickname was Precious. So he spoke to Presh and goes, oh, yeah, we just signed one of your players, Darren Center. Oh, Hollywood. Yeah, right. So it just stuck from then.
Like it. All right. Time to play a little game. It's called, as I said, it's called How Good Am I? So we're going to continue a stroll down memory lane. Test the old grey matter as well. All right. test your memory out.
Here we go.
I've got six questions I'm going to throw at you. Okay. Each correct answer gives you 4 points. So 4 points a question, six times four is 24. You're in finance.
I work in finance.
You're in finance. Plus,
I can't fail.
plus there's a bonus question and is worth 1 point. So the maximum score, Holly, is 25.
Righto.
25th year. You like how we did that?
Yeah, that's just...
Okay, so max score 25. You ready to go?
Yep.
Righto, so let's turn back the clock. The year is 2000. Alfie Langer had just retired. John Howard was in office as the Australian Prime Minister, the 25th Aussie Prime Minister. A dozen eggs cost 89 cents, jeez, can you believe? And of course, Sydney hosted the Summer Olympic Games. But the biggest event, as we all know, in the year 2000, West Tigers played its first season in the NRL. Question number one, Holly. Name the two teams who played in the NRL Grand Final in the year 2000.
Broncos and...
Tick-tock. 5 seconds. And Broncos, Roosters. It was 1v2. Broncos won 14-6, 94,000. Stadium Australia. Okay.
It's a fail.
Question two. Darren Lockyer won the Clive Churchill medal in that grand final in 2000. True or false? Tick, tock, tick, tock.
True.
Correctamundo. Question three. You're on 4 points. Keep the score, someone. Which movie grossed the most revenue worldwide at the box office in the year 2000? Multiple choice, was it? Meet the Parents, Mission Impossible 2, or Gladiator?
Oh, it'd have to be Gladiator, wouldn't it?
And Mission Impossible 2. Your score remains at 4 points. Question number four. The top try scorer for West Tigers in 2000 was who?
Is it Joel Kane? He scored three in the first game.
Correct. Yeah, he got a good start.
He got a good start. He got a leg up on everyone.
Who was the second on that list, do you reckon? It was Joel with 15, actually, yeah.
15, so who would have been second, maybe?
He had a brother who played too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
No, the second, the next bloke. Favourite beer of mine, actually, when I was living in Ireland for a while.
Oh, favourite beer, was it? What is that?
The black stuff? I like
to
watch.
Oh, yeah, Guinness.
Kevin McGuinness, yes, he scored 14.
Buddha scored 14. Yeah,
okay, Buddha's so you're gym. Still on 4 points, right? You're not going too well. Four, eight.
Eight, sorry.
Yeah,
come on.
Jeez, how am I good at my maths? Who won the Dalian medal in the year 2000?
Is this multiple choice?
I'll give you a hint. Played for the Dragons. I'll give you another hint. He got slapped by his coach.
There was three of them that got slapped, remember?
Yes, there were two of them, weren't they? Lance was one of them.
Lance Thompson got slapped. Who else was the others were?
Coach Manley.
Oh yeah, Trent Barrett.
Yes, we'll give him that. But I mean, well, I've almost given you. There was three
slaps because you remember he went boom, boom, boom. Get out there.
But I watched the highlights and I only saw the two. I don't know.
Or maybe he slapped himself.
Anyway, it's Trent.
Yeah, maybe Brownie. Brownie's a good guy. Imagine doing maybe that. He slapped himself.
Imagine what? Doing that.
Wait
days.
Up, why do I slap those blokes? I'm going to slap myself. Yeah.
HR, imagine you did it. You just couldn't get away with it. Righto, so question six. We had a 24-all draw with the Broncos in the year 2000, yeah? Which was the other team West Tigers had a draw against?
Oh, this is a tough one.
You were playing...
Games in a year.
It was at Leichhardt.
Let's say Manly.
Eh.
All right.
It was Parramatta.
Oh, yes, 14-all, was it?
Yeah.
My father had a heart attack at the game that day.
Oh, shit.
14-all. We were winning.
You all right?
They were up 14-0 at halftime, And we come off the field. My father was getting wheeled out to the ambulance. Had a heart attack. My late father now, he passed away 5 years ago. Yeah. Anyway, they were wheeling him out. And I went to my dad and then I went back in the dressing room and I sat there. Junior said to me, he goes, buddy, he goes, you don't need to go out. Go to the hospital with your father. I said, no, I need to play my father because I seen my father and he was sort of, you know, in and out of consciousness. He said, get on the field. And so I went back out and we scored 14 points in the second half and we won 14. We drew 14 all. Parramatta, yeah, Leichhardt Oval, never forget it.
Wow. Talk about a gear change there, mate. Yeah, but he was okay, right?
Yeah, so he was okay. He lasted a lot of years. My father died at 85, which is now September 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Passed away, had a great life, went to all the games with my mother. Yeah, just Bobby was...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's my backbone. He's a champion person.
And still is, mate. Right?
Still is, mate. Yeah. Still is, yeah. And, I'll never forget that game. I remember it vividly now.
Nice, yeah. From that game, this is for a bonus point. You're on 8. This is to take... You're on 12. Sorry. You're on 12. This is to take you to 13.
Righto.
We'll have a leaderboard, unlucky too, of our originals, okay, because they're all going to have this quiz, right? A bonus point. Name a player from that Eels team that you had the 14-all draw with that would become a West Tigers Premiership winner. Do I give him a hint?
Is it Ben? No.
No, but his first name does start with B. Pretty handy fullback too.
Yeah. That's why I said I packed in a lot of scrums. But winger, correct? Are we?
Would have played on the wing, but more probably known as a fullback. Kicked some goals too, didn't he? Oh,
I'm just trying to. Good quarter.
Gordon Tallis didn't play for the Eels. Time's up.
Yeah.
Oh, Ragdoll.
Oh, Brett Hodgson.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, good work.
Thank you. The crowd. So, do we give him that?
Half.
Give him half.
12 and a half.
12. 12 and a half. That half might come in.
It might be handy down the track.
Right, 12 and a half points. There is Darren Center. That was our first edition of How Good Am I? We are in the home straight, so we've got five to go. You going, okay?
I usually got that rung when they sent me the sin bin plenty of occasions.
Yeah.
They're usually 10.
Did you get you wearing the bin a bit?
Oh, a couple of times.
Were you enough?
I don't think that time that I called the linesman a flea bag to the referee, he sent me off.
Probably was.
Oh, I agree.
Listen, righto, Darren Center. Okay. You ain't seen nothing
like this. Pro Wrestling Australia presents Ringmasters at the Sydney Spiegelton, Friday, April 19. Tickets available now on Oztix. PWA Ringmasters. This ain't no three-ring circus.
We're going to have the favourite five in 25, okay? Right. So favourite five in 25 years of this club as we enter our 25th season. Darren Center, your fondest memory as a West Tigers player, what would it be?
There's probably two. In 2004, we won the World Sevens. So that's one thing I missed out on the grand final. But we won the World Sevens. I wasn't going to play. Sheensy said to me, Dazza, I want you to play. I said, all right, I'll play. And we won the World Sevens, which is great. And also, the year after that, when I did retire, I worked in sales and marketing at the club. And to be involved with the team, with Tim and the sales and marketing, all the sponsors and that, and then they win the comp. They had a massive run through the semis, as we know. That was, you know, I still really, really enjoyed that. My son, who's now 23, I took him into the dressing room. He's like 3-4 years old back then. I took him, you know, took him in the dressing room and that. And, so they're two really fond memories.
Yeah, nice. Did you have in your time as a West Tigers player, right? So did you have a favourite teammate or a couple of guys that you're particularly close with?
Shaney Walker, who's one of my best mates ever, and we're in business together after football. Shane Walker, Mark O'Neill, I used to G that guy up all the time. He loved it. And I still talk to him all the time as well. Oh, Bucket, yeah, he's a champion. And, you know, like as one of the younger guys, Daniel Fitzhenry was, me and him, just thick as thieves.
Yeah.
Just, mate, loved the G up. I loved the G up. He was just all about it. And then, as I said, like Robbie Farah and Benji, mate, just really enjoyed what they – their input into the team. So I still talk to a number of the players and, yeah, I do appreciate the friendship that we've still got beyond that,
Now, there's obviously a lot of stories that, you know, we can't tell here on on this podcast, because I asked Scando before you came in, I said, you got anything on, Dad? Because I'd never met you.
Yeah.
He said, oh, there's a bit, but probably not suitable, not for this audience, right? I don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, me neither. I'm pretty clean-cut sort of guy.
Was there a pest in the team in your time at West Tigers? Who would that have been?
Oh, let me think of a pest.
And we don't do this in a nasty way.
Scando's half a pest sometimes.
He was.
Yeah. And then you got you guys that just want to muck around. Like Fitzy was – that's why I got on so well with Daniel Fitzhenry. You know, he's always G'ing up and doing funny shit and, you know, like just a pest, right? But, you know, that's the sort of person I am. I like to G up and, like, you know, the more shit I put on you, the more shit I expect to get back. And that's Fitzy. He loved that all's sort fair of thing.
All's fair in love and war.
We've had some good times, me and Fitzy, over the years.
That name, Daniel Fitzhenry, it comes up quite a bit when I throw out the pest question. We've done it in a few of the potties.
Yeah. Oh, Fitzy comes up all
the
time.
He gets a few, yeah.
He goes all right.
Yeah. Again, I've never met Fitzy.
Oh, so, mate, you need to get him in here.
Well, we've got the whole crew coming together too with the West Tigers alumni, so I reckon we're going to be getting to see a whole lot more of some of our past West Tigers players, which I think is a bloody good thing, a great thing.
I think it is.
Tell me this one. Was there a game for you that stood out where you think, that was probably one of your best games or your best game that you had played as a West Tiger? Any games to get?
Yeah, in 2004, we played Newcastle at Campbelltown. And, yeah, everything worked for me. I had a really good game. I was actually happy for myself. I got man of the match that game. We won. We beat Newcastle. They were on a bit of a roll. They were going pretty well at the time. And, it's just a game that sort of sticks in my mind that I went off the field and, you know, the supporters are all out the back of Campbelltown, out of the stands and that. And, that's just one of the games that, I think I
all came together.
Done all right. Yeah, came together for me that day.
Yeah. So you were still going strong in your final year. But you wanted to get out while you were going good.
Yeah, it's sort of hard. Like, I didn't want to go too far and I didn't want to actually retire, but I was stuck in the middle. And look, I don't regret it. I'm happy with my decision. You know, I played over 200 games, and like as a young guy, I wanted to play at 4 years old. I wanted to play football, and I asked my mother, she wouldn't let me play till the next year when I was five. So, and my whole thing is about being a first grade footballer.
Yeah.
Then you play one first grade game, then you think maybe I can play 100. Maybe I can play 200. And so I achieved like a lot of things that I probably wouldn't have thought I would have achieved as a young bloke. And I played over 200 games and, really good.
226. So you played 100 with Balmain exactly on
right
the
on
dot.
Right on the dot,
And then 96 for us, for West Tigers.
Yeah.
And just 30. Four more and you're in that Centurions club.
True.
Scando just actually, talking of him, just one more and he would have got the 250.
Yeah, true.
Final one. Okay, and we're talking about favourite five memorable moments as a West Tigers or in the West Tigers 24 years, this the 25th. Was there a moment or a memory that for the wrong reasons you remember, or maybe call it a wish I didn't remember type moment?
I always watch, it comes up on Fox a fair bit about the day we played or the night we played Melbourne Storm at Leichhardt Oval, and Danny Williams king hit Mark O'Neill.
Yeah.
And like, I'm the sort of guy, I'm all about my players. I'm all about my family. I'm all about that, you know. Yeah. And it was a low act, right? Yeah. And I probably voiced my opinion too much. Mm. And the referee at the time was saying, Darren, Darren, I got it, Darren. And my mates always say this to me, Darren, 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 Darren. Because, but, you know, that's my mate.
Yeah.
He's my teammate and he's my mate off the field, on the field. And I think I probably just went a bit too far and he didn't have to say my name that many times. But you know what? That's the sort of person I am. You're my mate. You're my teammate. I'll stick by you 1,000,000%.
That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Exactly how it should be, hey? Trust. Be connected, teammates, team first. Talking to Danny Williams, I think he got 11 weeks.
Yeah, he did get 11 weeks, exactly. He lost his mind at the time.
Yep.
Like, he...
I know, Danny. So he came over and played at London Broncos when I was over working for them.
Yeah. And lovely bloke because, as I said, one of my best mates, Shane Walker, right?
Yeah.
When he was at Melbourne Storm in these last 2 years of his footy, he roomed with Danny and he's like an OCD sort of guy, right? And, you know, he'd never do that again, but it was just a snap in that moment. Brain snap. And,
it happens. Darren Centre, mate, West Tigers player number 9. It's been a pleasure having you in. Thanks for coming down from Queensland.
Yeah.
And we look forward to seeing a whole lot more of you over
the years to come. That'd be great. Yeah.
And we'll chat to a few more of our past players. In this series, the original. So again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for the invite, and I really appreciate it. And let's look forward to a massive season by the Tigers this year.
All right, well, there he is. Always great to catch up with some of the originals. Our original captain, Darren Centre. Thanks very much for joining us. Well, you know what to do. Be sure to get out to Campbelltown Sports Stadium on Sunday, 4:05 kickoff. Love to see you there. Members appreciation round. Get out there and show your stripes. We'll do it again next week.
Behind the Law, the official podcast of West Tigers.